News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. We start with breaking news surrounding the disappearance of that Malaysian jetliner. Australian satellite images suggest two large pieces of floating debris. This is about 2,000 kilometers off the Australian shore in the Southeast Indian Ocean. Australian planes have been dispatched to that area. Apparently, their search, though, has been hampered by rough seas and bad weather, leading to low visibility. We'll continue to follow these developments from Fox News Radio and online at WSAU.com. The Wausau landlord who lost a rent abatement hearing is now facing some hefty fines from the city.
On Monday, Wausau's Public Health and Safety Committee ruled in favor of Jennifer Mayers and against David Robb in the city's first ever use of the rent abatement ordinance. The committee found that Robb had exposed electrical wiring, leaking sewage, and other concerns, creating a hazard for Mayers and leading Mayers to getting 90% of a month's rent back. Wausau isn't done with the case. They've now asked a judge to levy fines of nearly $50,000 against Robb for property code violations at the site that were not fixed in a timely manner. Wausau offered a settlement to Robb to avoid maximum fines and a trial. He has until April 3rd to accept that settlement. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
You know that it's been a lousy pothole season. Pothole repairs on Marshfield's busy North Central Avenue will take longer than expected. City engineer Dan Connick says much of that stretch is a state highway, and the DOT says it won't get their attention for at least four more years. In the meantime, the city is left to do just subsurface repairs.
The improvements on North Central Avenue from Arnold to Harrison would be a DOT project, and they currently are planning construction of that in 2018, which is still quite a few years out.
Now, a full rebuild of North Central Avenue may not happen for another 12 to 15 years. The city says when that happens, they'd like to put in new sewer and water lines as well. DNR officials are planning a long-term study at deer density and forest composition. This would divide some 900 acres in Vilas County into several fenced areas as part of the study. Researcher Dustin Bronson says these numbers will capture a large range of densities.
That equates to 16 deer per square mile, 28 deer per square mile, and 40 deer per square mile, which really represent, for northern forest counties of northern Wisconsin, the minimum and maximum range of deer density that we've seen over the last 50 years.
Now, they'll need 36 deer for the study. They'll be trapped and then will be fitted with a GPS collar. And this is a long-range study. Data will come in 5 to 10 years out. The study could last for as long as 30 years. The Department of Natural Resources is preparing to adjust fishing bag limits based on Chippewa tribe spearfish projections. DNR Fisheries Manager Mike Stagg says they will look at management goals and fish populations to figure out just where the bag limits are needed.
The department's in the process of reviewing them right now. Our goal is to try to make sure that we get absolutely final numbers, get all of our issues resolved and questions answered, and then get out the revised bag limits as soon before the opening day as possible so folks can make their plans.
The Chippewa tribe says that they will take 63,000 walleye this year, up from 58,000 a year ago, although they harvested a much lower number last year. Merrill Police have introduced their first canine dog. Let's get more on this from WSAU reporter Raymond Newbert.
Officer Matt Drabeck and his new partner Eros will be taking to the streets of Merrill in May. The department made that announcement on Facebook Wednesday afternoon. Eros and Drabeck will be undergoing local training starting in April. Funding for the dog was raised last year along with a grant from the Bierman Family Foundation. Police Chief Ken Neff says they'll be working to pay for the dog without having to spend taxpayer funding. Raymond Newbert, WSAU News.
We hope you will give generously. The annual Radiothon from our sister station WDEZ for St. Jude's Children's Hospital begins today and continues tomorrow. They raised $128,000 last year and hope to break that goal this year around. If you'd like to donate, we have a link to their website at WSAU.com. Let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Skies becoming partly cloudy for today, looking for a high of 38 with fairly light winds, a west wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, the clouds move back in, a low down to 22. And for your Friday, mostly cloudy, a good chance of snow in the afternoon and early evening. There could be 2 to 4 inches in the Northwoods, north of Marathon County, maybe an inch or so around the Wausau area, a high around 40 on Friday. Then Saturday, breezy and colder, a high of 27. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, we're happy to be back above freezing today. You can get the latest radar and the six-day forecast, plus hour-by-hour temperatures, on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.